Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Niman with the television license fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
This week on Ours to Protect, we speak to Pat Boyle, chairman of Ball Tidy Towns, and William Nestor, manager of Ball Community Resource Development, about the Tidy Towns and the initiatives they've taken on as a community. Pat begins by telling us about Ball's Town Park.
Ball at this stage is, we have a town park of 190 acres, which is owned by the community, and we have developed walks through those woods over the last number of years, and we've concentrated on biodiversity as well and protecting what's there, because sometimes with the rush to develop biodiversity friendly areas you might do more harm than good. So when we're developing, say, the sensory garden and the community garden, we've got an ecologist in to advise us on what to leave and what to remove, and that has been our approach over the last number of years. We also, a number of years ago, developed a community garden and orchard on the north side of the village, and we have maintained and enhanced that almost every year for the last number of years. And this year, for Mayo Day, we had a planting day in the community garden where we had all the families. And when you, for once, you involve children in projects like this, you're sending a message loud and clear to the coming generations.
And one major thing you do see when you drive through Ball, both from Claremorris and Castlebar, is these no-mow areas that you have to increase the amount of activity going on in regards to plants and to different insects around the place.
Well, absolutely, and the National Tidy Town competition is a huge driver of that, and over the last number of years we've consistently increased our points, and a lot of the driver of that was our concentration on biodiversity. So the no mow signs go up. We have schemes that the RSS scheme mow all the green areas. We have a huge amount of green areas in Ball, and it was a big change in mindset to start leaving margins and leaving the place untidy, as some people thought. But we're concentrating on that, and more people are buying into it.
And is there any other, I suppose, factors around the community that you've put into place to try and increase that kind of a biodiversity element?
Well, I think, you know, the people on the ground are vital. You know, the Tidy Towns volunteers themselves. I mean, you just have to go around to, I suppose, any parish or town in the country and you see they're all volunteers. And in Ball, this year I've seen new members come on board. As Pat has referred to, I've seen children get involved from Ball Secondary School, Ball National School and surrounding schools. And, you know, it's all about leading by example, really, you know. You walk through Ball on any Thursday evening, and sometimes every evening for some of the committee members, they're out there, they're planting and flowers and shrubbery, and they're cleaning the streets and so on. And they take pride in their place, you know, they really take pride. I know biodiversity is central and key here, but leading by example is really essential, yeah.
And as I said already, the National Tidy Towns competition has a particular focus on biodiversity. The old idea of Tidy Towns was litter picking, and while that's still a very important element of the whole Tidy Towns effort, biodiversity is coming to the forefront all the time. And for the last number of weeks, we have a weekly meeting of the volunteers, and for the last 4 or 5 weeks it was planting, and go for perennial bee friendly plants. That's all we buy anymore.
And it is something as simple for a community as planting those extra trees or planting those specific plants more centred towards bees or certain sorts of insects. It's not drastic changes that need to be made.
No, absolutely. And it's great to be encouraged. I mean, all the businesses support us every year. I mean, you have the shop Casey's and Centre. They've supported us this year with sponsorship, and every year we ask, they support us. So that drives us on, as well as that working in close partnership with the schools. That's a huge one, because having the children involved sends message back to families. And say for the planting day, we let every child bring home a sunflower so that they could plant the sunflower, and they'll never forget that experience.
So it is, I suppose, a massive community effort as well, Tidy Towns. It's not just the main committee. There's a lot of volunteers. There's a lot of different people on the ground doing these kind of things, planting different flowers, cleaning up around the place. It's a big, big job.
Absolutely. For the spring clean this year, we have an annual spring clean each year, and we would have over 250 volunteers turning up that day because of all the children who come from both the national secondary and the preschool. And we find that is probably the biggest motivator of all, because from as children start talking about it, parents start talking about it.
Ours to Protect on Midwest Radio, funded by the Commission in Niman, with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme.
That concludes this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Tune in at 9:50 a.m. next Friday on the Tommy Maron Show for a brand new episode. And to listen back to what we've covered so far, head over to midwestradio.ie or ourstoprotect.ie.